kind of interesting. Typically, we put about $30 to $40 million into broadband on a biennial basis, and a lot of that money goes out to rural Minnesota. With the issues that showed up when we started having a lot of people working from home, and with the education process going virtual, and a lot of that going students are virtually communicating for education from their homes, we found out that our broadband system needs a lot of improvement. This year we've got the three bills up, and the request amounts have went up quite a bit compared to what in the past years we've looked at. This year the bills range from anywhere from $50 to $150 million per biennium.
The need for increased or better broadband has been in the background for years, but the whole COVID situation has sort of bumped it and made it more important. Is that correct? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, it certainly made it more important, but it's also made it more known where our weaknesses are. We kind of have an idea now. I mean, we had a pretty good idea before, but this really brought it out. And so we need to try to get some of those things taken care of sooner than later.
And what would these funds actually be going for? I mean, who would actually be receiving the funds, and what would they be going for?
Well, there's a couple of different ways. What we found, what works pretty well out in rural Minnesota, and especially in the areas where we are lacking broadband, is a partnership between community entities and broadband and internet providers. That partnership has worked very well to get some services into areas otherwise would be hard to get serviced. That's worked very well in rural Minnesota.
When you say partnerships, who do you mean partnerships with? Like with entities of government, like counties, or are you talking about private partnerships?
It could be counties, it could be cities, and then they partnership with some of the private individuals.
Okay.
Such as your local internet providers, partner with them in order to make it feasible for them to go into some of these communities. This would be the hardwired broadband that makes it more feasible for them to do that.